Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together, we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
Okay, you know, I'm always touching stuff. Touching stuff is what happened. Why are you touching stuff? I just had a meeting. I was using it, and then I ran to the restroom, came back, and I was like, wait, is my lapel mic on? Okay, if you can hear me, go ahead and press 1 down below. Let me know you're here. Press 2 lets me know you've shared it. We've got a great show today. We're going to be talking about the infamous rent to own, I normally get asked a lot about, what do you think about this? So now you can hear what I think about it. Okay. Got to make sure sound is good. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Trust you are having a productive week. It's definitely warmed up. We are in the middle of the summer, because I'm just blown away that August is going to be here already. Wow. Okay. Before we jump into today's topic, we are in episode 217. We'll be talking about rent to own. Good or bad deal? Is this a good or bad deal? So I am happy to share my take on it, but also we're going to talk about 5 pros and cons, right? 5 benefits or 5 advantages, 5 disadvantages. And that way you have some basis to make a decision. If you need more, you definitely should be consulting a professional to help coach you through these lease purchase agreements. It's a lease purchase agreements. All right, before we jump into that conversation, let's talk about quarterly goals, writing down those real estate goals of 2023. I mean, in a couple more months, I'm going to be saying 2024. Can you believe that? It's not just going to be 2023 anymore. So we are in third quarter, which that blows my mind that we are in third quarter. August, September. Are we into January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September? We're in third. Where did the time go? I keep thinking I have time. And I kid you not, if you map out your year, if you map out your 30 days, and then you do 90 days, and you do 120 days, and then you do 180, or you do the full year like I do. I do calendaring, and like I know when I'm taking exams next year. I know when, you know, term papers are due. I calendar out marketing campaigns. I calendar out the Ready, Set, Real Estate show every Wednesday. Intention, right? Every Wednesday, we map it out. And it definitely changes your perspective on time if you are mapping out or time blocking what you are seeking to accomplish. So that's my spiel on writing down goals. Write it out. You'll see time moves very quickly. And then you can reflect and go, oh, I got that done. I've learned a new word in lieu of manifestation. I've been listening to an audiobook while working out. I've been consistent. I've been consistent. So I've been consistent every day in moving my body at least for 20, 30 minutes. These past couple of days, just my body is like, okay, you're doing a lot. So I'm still walking on the track, still moving, still doing 3 miles. I used to do 5 miles every other day. Now I'm doing 3 miles every day. And that's a combination of jogging and running and sprint. So I sprint at the end, kind of like a last, and I finish strong at the end and I sprint. I think about that as my husband asked me, he said, what did he ask me last night? We were talking about athleticism and how that relates to how my tenacious, you know, attitude in the way I do things. As I am working through one of these deals right now, I'm in that sprint mode right now. Finish strong, because we went through a period where it was kind of bumpy, working it out, getting the information, doing the due diligence. The client, I'm representing the buyer, client says, yes, we want to move forward. We just need to understand this part of it. So with that being said, I'm in this, right? So I'm just slow pace. Now I'm like, finish strong, close it, baby, finish strong. So that's where I am. Good stuff. All right. So before we jump into the show, let me just share a disclaimer. Of course, the information provided on the show is not to be considered legal or tax advice. Please seek legal and tax advice from those reputable licensed professionals. Regarding your unique situation. All right. Okay, cool. Good stuff. We'll be right back after this sponsor break.
We know how challenging it can be to try and sell a home while also dealing with other financial and legal matters. We are here to help. Devenio Estates is the real estate firm you need to make sure your unique situation is handled as quickly and efficiently as possible. Our team of professionals has a combined experience of over 30 years in real estate, construction, and finance industries. As active professionals in the industry, we know the importance of timelines and pride ourselves in providing superior service without compromising integrity. We use industry software and copyrighted proposals so that our real estate agents submit accurate and complete listing information and buyer offers. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and set Devenio Estates as the go-to real estate firm for excellence in advocacy and superior services for our clients. Contact us today to learn more about our services.
And there it is, shameless plug. Okay, so I hit a screen share right now, and of course, it is not liking me. So, okay, there it goes. Woo! That was close. I thought I lost you. I'm feeling really giddy right now, because there's a lot going and a lot of good stuff happening. So I just want to pour into you whatever you've got on your plate. It is going to work out. Let go what you can't control. Take time to receive. Take time to recognize the ebb and flow. My husband and I, we took time on Monday and we laid out at the beach, and we had an inside joke about that whole thing about laying out in the beach, burying your feet in the sand, detoxing and de-stressing. And it was perfect. It was perfect, because once I did that, I was able to allow what needed to come through. And for me, an example of that was the work that I put in over the weekend, went to show properties, and my client ended up getting responses to a couple of his offers, and we went ahead and accepted one. So that was like the ebb and the flow, right? You put out the work, make sure you stick around to receive, but you've got to be patient enough to receive. So that's my little spiel about that. To be patient enough to receive. Okay, we are talking about rent to own, good or bad deal. Now, if you know someone who has considered, or you yourself was someone who has been thinking, okay, these interest rates are crazy. I don't have the down payments. I need a place to stay. Ultimately, maybe this rent to own might be a good situation. Maybe I should look into it a little bit further. So yeah, let's look into it a little bit further. Rent to own. What is it? Right, also known as a lease purchase. Lease purchase. It's an agreement to rent a property with the option, option to buy it before the lease term expires. Make sure you put option, option to buy before the lease term expires. We'll be talking about the first benefits, right? So the pros, what are the pros? We'll discuss five. We'll keep today's show short and simple, depending on how many questions you have for me or engagement. If not, we'll definitely keep it under, I think I can do under 30 minutes today. I'm already 11 minutes just being funny and goofy and talking about third quarter and all that fun stuff. So what are the pros? Rent-to-own homes provide an opportunity for people with poor credit scores or low income to become homeowners by allowing them to pay rent until they can afford to buy the property. Know someone, right? So who are we talking about? We're talking about poor credit scores. And that essentially is probably a good portion of most people in the United States. It's a good portion of people in the United States with poor credit scores, low income. We're at a really funky time economically, right? We've had these mass strikes, with teacher strikes. UPS just agreed to a settlement to go from $15 an hour to $21 an hour. And they want AC in their trucks. Who else want the cafeteria, right? The school staff, the cafeteria people, the assistants, the special ed assistants, teacher's aide, they also went on strike. They're like, hey, you know, McDonald's pays people, their people more than we are getting paid. What's up? So we're also talking about people with income, low income. That's also who this could benefit. Because if you are at a time right now, income-wise, where you are early enough in your career, right? So you can be early enough in your career, or you're restarting, or you're in a reset, meaning kind of in this funky period, life is happening, and you got to take an extra job, you got to take a side job just to keep afloat. But ultimately you're thinking, hey, I still need a place to live. Maybe this might be a good opportunity for me. So I'm just painting the picture of who this would be most ideal for. Now, if you're someone who has the credit, you have the money, and you've got stable income with projections or anticipation of pay increases, then you should be talking with a real estate team and coaching you, right? So they can coach you to getting you in a position to invest in real estate if that is part of your goal or your game plan. Okay, let's continue with the benefits. Another benefit or pro to rent to lease or rent to own, rent to lease to purchase or lease purchase agreements or rent to own. Another benefit would be no large down payment is required. No large down payment is required. I have seen people structure the down payment as part of the rent. We'll talk about that shortly. So there is no large down payment when you are considering a rent-to-own situation. Another benefit is the performance being due. Wait. How in the, gosh, this thing jumped way ahead. Terrible. Okay, good. There we go. Benefit. You can test the home and the area. Test the home and the area before actually committing. I'm noticing those. Know anyone right now? Know anyone heard of any stories of anyone who's purchased during the pandemic and absolutely hates the area they purchased in? They were anticipating because, you know, things are going to change and they just don't like the area. I know some folks. In fact, they're on the market. They're consulting with me to sell. So they purchased during the pandemic, have a lot of regrets and remorse about doing that purchase. And so they are like, house is not what I thought it'd be. I didn't think it'd be a good fit and the area. So they are exploring selling. The good news is they can explore selling in an up market. So they did gain, there was some appreciation during that time. So they won't be punished for selling a short period of time. So that works out. But imagine if the market was low and you're already, you know, you're not fond of the home or the area, you're in quite of a pickle. Yeah. So rent-to-own homes allow renters to test the property and the neighborhood before committing to a purchase. So that is a benefit. You get to see what it's like before committing. Another benefit is that you can back out of the lease purchase agreement if you do not want to buy. That's a good thing. If you decide that you don't want to move forward with this purchasing this property for whatever reason, sometimes some life circumstances or situations can change, right? As you, especially if you are coupled or you're partnered and you have someone else with you, the relationship might dissolve. And in dissolving that relationship comes with having to go your separate ways. And if you committed to a rent-to-own agreement, at least this gives you the flexibility to back out if you decide you do not want to buy it or you can't buy it. So that's a good thing. In addition to more of those flexible terms, it allows you to save the money for a down payment or improve your credit score while applying your payments towards the purchase. So what are the cons? Let's talk about those negatives. The rent-to-own homes often have higher monthly payments than traditional rental properties because the rent includes a key difference, which is what? An additional amount that goes towards the purchase price. So you're not just covering the rent, but you're also paying towards the purchase price. Again, the lease purchase agreement will have a stipulated purchase price, time frame, amount of whether you're paying towards the down payment or an amount towards you're paying towards a purchase agreement or both. So again, depends on how the lease purchase agreement is structured. It's not one of those things you should do alone. Negative, it has a higher purchase agreement, or excuse me, a higher purchase price. So you're going to have a higher purchase price. Why? It's because there's no real way to determine what the value of that property is going to be in X amount of years or X amount of time, right? After how many months or how many years when you decide to buy, will that property, what will it be worth? No way to really know that. There's no guarantee. So to benefit both the seller and you as a potential buyer in wanting to lock in a price now, the seller is likely going to inflate the price to make sure they don't lose out on any equity or appreciation over the time. Another negative is these agreements can be complicated. Complicated agreements, tricky clauses, not really understanding what you're signing. What are the terms? So it's recommended that you should consult a real estate attorney to understand the clauses in the lease purchase agreements. Don't do it alone. You don't know everything. Don't think you know everything. Don't act like you know everything, especially when it comes to contracts. Don't do this alone, folks. Because oftentimes I hear the horror stories of how people lost their down payment, how they lost their deposit. Because in that option to buy clause, there is definitely an amount of money that says, because you are basically buying the right, an option to purchase, that means the seller is not considering anyone else during the time you are locking it in to purchase. So it becomes lost opportunity to consider selling it to someone else at a later date. And if you decide you no longer want to purchase, the money that you were paying in addition to the rent is non-refundable, non-recoverable. You don't get that money back. So make sure you're clear on what you are signing. Another negative, the renter pays for repairs and maintenance. Renter pays for repairs and maintenance. So there is that higher cost of also not only paying the rent, also paying towards a purchase price and or down payment. And you are also responsible for maintaining that property. It's almost like a triple net lease. It's a good situation. It's a good situation. I can't believe that my presentation, what is all of this here? Like, that's what happens when you're multitasking. But other than that, I'm good. Okay, let's go back to that last one. So we're sharing. Renter pays for repairs and maintenance. Another negative to rent to own or lease purchase agreements is when it's time to perform. You will be required to purchase the property after a certain period of time. The pressure and the stress is, can you perform? Because you've been given the opportunity and time to save and improve your score to qualify for a loan. Unless you hit the lotto, then of course you may decide, I just don't want to buy this, or I do want to buy it. I'll buy this and rent it and I'll go buy my dream home. But unless you have some extreme circumstances, you are under pressure to perform during that period. So that is a negative when it comes to rent-to-own agreements. You have the ability to have flexible terms. You don't have to buy it when that time comes. But again, when that time does come, because you've now taken an opportunity, it's a lost opportunity from the seller to sell it to someone else, it will cost you for non-performance. What that looks like depends on your agreement. All right. Ooh, under 30. Good stuff. Good stuff. So with that, I share, we just talked about rent to own and lease purchase agreements, also known as lease purchase agreements. If you have any specific questions or a special situation, a unique situation that you need someone to talk with, consult about, you are welcome to call yours truly, Lisa Gillette, also broker owner of Divenio Estates, definitely specializing in our area. Our niche area is working with the senior community, and that usually has to deal with probate sales, trust sales of real property in those transactions, along with senior downsizing. Of course, the hot topic right now is notice of defaults and foreclosures, people not being able to pay their property taxes and not being able to pay on their mortgage. Do refer back to episode 216. Go through the archive. Check out episode 216. We talk about those mortgage assistance programs. In fact, we're working alongside some homeowners who are having those financial hardships. There is money available. We talked about there's just under $10 billion available that has been allocated across states. California having an allocation of, I think we ended up getting $750 million to help homeowners in a financial hardship. So if that's you or someone you know, don't hesitate to give a call, reach out, get some help. Don't wait until it's too late. And then, you know, you've got investors and agents hawking and hounding you about sell, and trying to do a quick sell. Because then when you're under those pressures, you end up leaving a lot of money on the table. And it's ultimately your equity. It is your equity. As long as your name is still on that property, it's still your property. You have the right to negotiate to the best of your terms and price. So don't let anyone take that away from you. This show is meant to empower you with that information so that you can make an informed decision that works best for you and your situation. We'll see you next week on another information-packed episode of Ready, Set, Real Estate. Y'all take care. I met a new client yesterday, and he was like, y'all Californians. I'm so tired of you, y'all Californians. And so it just cracked me up. Good peeps. He's out from Louisiana, retired police. And he had some great life experiences to share with us. And I love connecting with that. I mean, it's my idea of a documentary that I want to put in full motion. All right. We'll see you next week on another information-packed episode on where? Ready, Set, Real Estate. Take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate podcast with Lisa Gillette, the LA Super Agent. Please like, subscribe, and share LA Super Agent everywhere.